the MCAT podcast, session number 8. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. And my name is Dr. Ryan Gray from the medical school headquarters. I also host the Pre-Med Years podcast, which has been out for 4 years now, and I host the Old Pre-Meds podcast for non-traditional pre-med students. So if you haven't checked out those podcasts or everything that we're doing in the future, including a couple new podcasts we're working on, you can see all of that at mededmedia.com. That's M-E-D-E-D media.com. As always, I am joined by an awesome member of the Next Step Test Prep team. This week, I am again joined by the Brian Snedeker, Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring. So Brian, we talked a couple weeks ago about running out of time. We talked last week about some tips and tricks, and we don't want to use that word tricks. I'm sorry, I don't want to. It's not a magic trick, right, Brian?
Nope.
We talked on how to work through passages, but at the end of the day, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room and talk about how much stuff is actually on the MCAT. I think if I were to go into the AAMC MCAT guide, that book that we talked about several weeks ago, and just look at all of the topics, I think I would have a heart attack because it looks like 1,000 times more information than was on any of my tests in college.
Yeah, the outline itself is 126 pages long, and the outline is a pretty superficial outline. So yeah, it's certainly intimidating. And you know, like you said, you know, you compare it to your college classes where maybe you had a final exam where you were expected to learn or relearn one semester's worth of material for one subject, and then along comes the MCAT and says, ha-ha, here's 2.5 years worth of stuff all at once, right? The thing to remember about the MCAT is, you know, it's intimidatingly broad, but it's extremely shallow. You know, it's the classic a mile wide but an inch deep. And so, yes, you do have to know your physiology, and yes, you have to know physics and organic chemistry, but you certainly don't have to know them at the level of detail that you probably had to know them for your college classes. So you don't need to have that heart attack because you're not being asked to stack up a set of college textbooks. I mean, imagine if you took all your science textbooks from your first 2.5 years of college and stacked all those up. That'd be ludicrous, right? But MCAT prep books are obviously much, much slimmer than that. They're much more streamlined. So, you know, first you just got to kind of, you know, take a deep breath and go, okay, it looks like a lot, but it's not that bad. The real trick comes in from, even at a shallow level, the breadth creates a variety of material that can be tough to juggle all at once. You know, it's like in studying for an immunology final exam, let's say, everything kind of hangs together, right? Even though it's hyper detailed, everything is within the context of the immune system. So the information fits better. Whereas with the MCAT, you know, there's almost nothing in, say, the sociology that you have to memorize that's somehow going to tie back into, I don't know, an inclined plane in physics, right? So you have to be really, really good about, you know, coming up with learning techniques to amalgamate all that different kind of information.
I know from myself and just from human psychology that we tend to avoid things that are painful. And when there's a subject that is tested on the MCAT that we find painful and we're not good at, my assumption is that students would try to avoid that because it makes them feel bad, it makes them feel depressed, and they want to go study things that they are good at learning and they do show results on the tests. How do you work through that, knowing that there's so much information, that breadth, even though it's shallow, how do you dive into that stuff that you're not so comfortable working with?
Yeah, there's a couple of things to think about approaching that. I mean, number one, I know with my own tutoring students, I just don't cut them any slack, right? I mean, one of the very first things I always do in chemistry is electrochemistry, because, you know, every college freshman chemistry class in the world puts galvanic and electrolytic cells at the end of the school year, and maybe your teacher drops your lowest grade, so you were like, oh, I've already got an A, I'm not even going to study for this last test. So, you know, I think we really just kind of have to buckle down and challenge ourselves and say, what am I the most terrified of? And here's how I put it to my students. I say, you're sitting there taking the real MCAT. Right? Let's imagine it. Let's picture a little study Carol in an uncomfortable chair and a 10,000-year-old Dell desktop computer that you're taking this computer on. You hit that little button that says next in the corner of the screen, and a passage pops up. What is the topic that makes you, the pit of your stomach just fall out from underneath you, makes you feel like you're on an elevator going down at 1,000 miles an hour? What is that topic? And then the kid will say something like titration curves or, you know, something they really hate. And I say, great, you just told me the very first subject we're going to study in the tutoring. Then, of course, our listeners can do that for themselves, right? They can ask themselves, what's the thing I'm terrified of? Okay, well, I know what I'm starting with.
All right, there you have it. So much information on the MCAT, but as Brian said, it's wide but not deep, or shallow but not wide. I forget what he said, but it was pretty good. It's a lot of stuff, but it's very shallow. That's the word he used. Very shallow. You don't have to dig deep like your midterms or finals for your classes in undergrad. The MCAT, the AAMC, the people behind the MCAT can't expect you to know all of the nitty-gritty on every topic that they want you to know. So they just want you to know a little bit about all of it. So there you have it. I hope you got a ton of great information today. Do you want to help us here at the MCAT podcast? Go tell your advisor. Go tell your classmate. Go tell fellow pre-meds. Go scream from the SDN forums and your Facebook groups that you are in. Let them know that we are here, and we are here to help every week at themcatpodcast.com and the MCAT podcast, really. That's what we do. If you are interested in checking out everything that Next Step Test Prep has to offer you, go to nextsteptestprep.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD, all capital letters, and that will save you some money off of tutoring, off of their new MCAT course, off of their books and practice tests, a little bit of everything. Go check them out. Again, nextsteptestprep.com. And I hope you join us next week as we are going to talk about prereqs and what you need to worry about with the MCAT. Have a great week, and we will catch you next time here at the Medical School Headquarters and the MCAT Podcast.